At first glance, this looks like a map, and in a sense, it is. It shows the path a dead person must take to get to the village of his ancestors. This drawing is from the Ngatshu Dayak in central Kalimantan, the Indonesian part of the island of Borneo. It was made in the year 1911. The Ngatshu Dayak first bury their dead in the ground, where the bodies decompose until their descendants dispatch them on their final voyage to the village of the ancestors. During the Tiwa ceremonies, the bones of the dead are exhumed, ritually cleansed, and then buried again, this time permanently. In chants lasting several nights, priests invoke the spirits of the upper world to guard the souls of the dead on their voyage. As an aid to memory, the priests use complex drawings, originally painted on large wooden boards. At the start of the 20th century, Philip Zimmermann, a missionary from the Rhineland, was able to persuade some traditional priests to copy these drawings onto paper using coloured crayons.
The path to the upper world starts at the lower edge of the drawing, where you can see the earth carried by the goddess of the underworld in the shape of a snake. The earth is spanned by the manifold heavens. At the very top is the palace of the god of the upper world, who appears in the form of the rhinoceros bird. The central section of the drawing illustrates the route that the soul of the deceased must follow. The perilous journey to the village of the dead crosses many mountains and bodies of water.